Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. How are you, Michael?
Very good. How are you today, Ben?
Very well. Off to the United States we go.
We sure are. And I'd like to welcome to the show today James Doty, or Professor James Doty. He's a professor of neurosurgery and the founder and director of the Center for Compassion and Altruism Research and Education at Stanford University. Welcome, Professor.
Wonderful to be with you today.
Compassion's an interesting word, isn't it?
It is, but you know, if you really think about it and think of what defines our humanity, it is that word that really defines our humanity, I think.
How did you develop compassion, though? Because I imagine in the early days you might have been quite resentful.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because I think that happens to a lot of people. You know, when you feel helpless and have despair and a feeling of hopelessness, it's certainly not an unusual feeling to be angry at everyone, and also, especially for children, to somehow blame yourself. I was very fortunate because when I was 13, I walked into a magic shop, and I know this may sound very strange to you, but the owner wasn't there, but his mother was there. And after talking to me for about 15 or 20 minutes, she said to me, "I can teach you something that will change your life if you come here every day and spend an hour or two with me for the next 6 weeks." And I did. And that experience, which was training me in, if you will, mindfulness and visualization and to some extent the power of positive thinking, actually changed my perception from that of a sense of hopelessness and having no possibilities to really understanding that I had endless possibilities.
That happened to you when you were 13. Do you think people, ingrained adults that are perhaps a little bitter and twisted through their journey of life, do you think they can have that miraculous change?
Are you talking about yourself now, or
that's a typical doctor response.
I'm not really, but
don't older adults say they're jaded? They become very jaded by things.
That's correct. I mean, certainly one could sit there, and especially with what we see on the news, where of course what sells news is bad news. But the reality is, most people are good, and our world would not exist as it is unless the vast, vast majority of people are good. And I will tell you that whether you're 13 or whether you're 90, every one of us has the ability to redeem ourselves and to change ourselves. And with fairly simple training, you can train yourself, if you will, to be happier and to be more compassionate. The question you might ask, though, is what is the return on investment, or the ROI, on being compassionate? Because why would you do it otherwise? But science has borne out that people who care for others receive as much benefit as they give.
How important, though, is compassion linked to faith and spirituality? Because there seems to be sort of a theme with all that type of thing.
It's interesting you say that, because oftentimes we think of compassion associated with religious practice. And in fact, essentially every religion has at its core compassion. People invariably say to me, "Well, Jim, geez, you must be highly religious. You must be a Buddhist." And the reality is, though, I'm an atheist. But what I do believe is what the Dalai Lama says, that my religion is kindness. And if you simply practice kindness every day, that's the thing that you need.
Professor James Doty, thank you very much for being on the show today. Have great thinking, and I look forward to meeting you at Mind and Its Potential, the show that's on between the 29th and the 30th of October at the Sydney Exhibition Centre. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.